Hello, happy whatever day it is that you're tuning in. Thanks for joining me today. I want to talk about something that might ruffle some feathers, but I think it's time to be talked about. And that is religion and Christianity and what it means to us and how it affects us and how we live and really, I think what it's done to all of us. So I grew up in the church. I have like 7 years perfect attendance in Sunday school. I still have the pens to prove it. I know. I grew up Presbyterian. Then, like when I was a teenager, I went to a Methodist church, non-denominational. So I've always known about God, but I think who I think he, it, whatever you want to refer to it is, has changed over my life. And I think for the better. Like I said, I grew up in the church. I did the catechism. I read the Bible. I know all the stories. I did not grow up Catholic, but I have friends that were Catholic. I went to mass with a woman who used to take care of me. So I'm semi-familiar with Catholicism, which is a whole nother beast in itself. But I've seen, as I've gotten older, the ugly side of Christianity and of religion. And it doesn't have to be that way. Religion is not ugly in every capacity, but it certainly has been ugly a lot in history, and it's done a lot of damage to a lot of people. And I know that's coming out more and more, and I know people are talking about it more and more. But I think that we have to keep talking about it in order to really bring some positive change to what Christianity is, to how it affects people, and to make it glorious. So I kind of, ironically enough, I feel like a Netflix show brought me back to Christianity recently. And brought me back to really questioning what I believe and who I believe and what it all means to me. And like I said, God has, the definition of God has changed to me over my life. And I think it's really come into like being now that I really can start to wrap my head around and really put some meaning behind and put some words to. And so to me, which, just FYI, we live in America and we're all allowed to believe whatever we want to believe. And that's what makes it glorious. So I'm not saying you have to believe this. I'm not saying you have to agree with me, but this is how I feel. I think, to me, I don't like religion. I think, been saying that maybe all of my adult life. I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. I know that's cliche. I know people say it a lot, but if you see what religion has done to people and the evil that it's created and how it's divided families and situations, I just have a really hard time putting my heart and soul behind any religion. So I do believe in a God. I believe in goodness. I believe that there is a great, great spirit, a great energy that, if we allow to guide us in life, will really, really guide us and will help us tap into the good and the pure part of our heart and our soul. And to me, that's what God is. God is bringing out the goodness in your life. God is making you or teaching you to be faithful. And when I say faithful, I mean believing that there's something good and there's something divine that's meant for your life. And I know that's what a lot of people struggle with, is what's the meaning of life? I don't know the meaning of life, but I know that all of us are destined to do something. And I think, I don't think, I believe that we were all given some really amazing gifts. We were all dealt some really beautiful things that we can do. So we owe it to ourselves and to the people around us to use those gifts and to share those gifts. And I think that's part of God. I think that's part of the goodness that is in us all, and that is that good energy that we just need to all share, and we all need to hunker down in, and we all need to absorb. And that's what God is to me. God is just a feeling of pure joy, a feeling of contentment, a feeling of peace when everything is in disarray. And for me, that has nothing to do with the Bible or with any book or with any writing. The Bible was written, as we know, thousands of years ago in totally different circumstances. I personally believe there's lots of heartache and maybe bad things associated with the Bible too. So while we can pick out certain quotes that maybe are good, it's hard when it's built around a caste system and we're fighting against those things today in 2023. So how do we move forward from religion as a whole when maybe there's a whole group, maybe it's my generation, that still believes there's a good energy, that still believes there's a God, but maybe doesn't want to base our living off of a book? And I think that's what could really be glorious if anybody would tap into that, as a church or as an organization, if you could just create a place where people just want to do good and be good and feel good and share good. It's just something really amazing that I think that could happen. So if there's anybody out there that wants to start like a new age church, I think you should go for it. Especially with what I've gone through over the past 10 years. I can't believe it's been 10 years. With figuring out that I was in love with a woman, and at that time I was married to a man and I had kids. There was a lot of judgment cast upon us during that time, and a lot of it was rooted in religion. A lot of it was because people would say, I've had people say to me multiple times, I have it in messages, I have it, I can see them saying it to my face, well, I like you, I love you, but I don't agree with you because God told me that gay marriage is not a real thing. My God did not say that to you. Your God may have said it to you, but not mine, because I don't think that the good energy and the good force that I believe in would ever, ever turn people away because of who they love or how they love or how they choose to live their life, as long as they're not doing harm to other people. And so that's why I know a lot of people in my generation have really, really struggled with religion, because it's just brought out some really bad feelings towards how we have chosen to live. So many people are so brave for being themselves and for living true to their heart and to their journey, but then religion has just attacked them. And religion has turned families against families and countries against countries. And it's time to stop. Why can't we just live in goodness and believe in goodness and believe in helping other people and having some empathy and some sympathy and some grace for other people? That's what my religion, my being, my thinking teaches me, is that we need to be a little bit more graceful with one another. We need to be a little bit more empathetic and a little bit more understanding. And if you don't understand, then that's fine, but move on. Don't let how somebody else is living affect your life. Who cares who your neighbor loves? Who cares who I love? Who cares who you love? As long as it's not doing any harm, physical harm, why does anyone else care? I just cannot wrap my head around it. Like I can't understand. And I can't understand that it's 2023 and people are still letting a religion, a book that was written thousands and thousands of years ago, tell them how to live their life. And in that same book, it's also saying some other really off the wall things that they're still doing. So it's like they're picking parts of this book to say, well, I'm going to believe in this part, but not that part. Isn't that contradictory in itself? Anyway, I think I'm saying things that I know we all know. But yeah, I if you're listening, and even if you don't know me, you can find me on Instagram, Ashley Diane Hall. You can find me Ashley's Evolution on Facebook. I'm interested to know what you think about religion. What do you think about God? What do you think about how we live and how we, if you don't believe in the traditional sense of the church, how do we move forward and bring people together just for goodness and for greatness and for loving one another? but not based on a book or based on a writing or based on one person. Because I think that, I mean, I just said it, but I'm going to say it again. If we can bring people together around pure goodness and around pure joy and pure love, magic would truly, truly happen. So how do we do that? How do we bring people together in a room without basing it on a religion and let the magic happen? And I do think there are some interesting people in this world that are maybe doing that right now that I'm not ready to bring up those names on here yet, but it's interesting. It's very interesting to me what people are doing and the barriers people are breaking and the goodness that they're sharing without it being part of religion. So I'm not really sure what the point of this podcast was, other than maybe if you're feeling the same way, to tell you that it's okay to feel that way. And there's other people that feel that way. There's other people that believe in a God and a goodness and a great energy and a great force that has nothing in this world to do with religion. So yeah, reach out. Tell me how you're feeling. Share the good energy. Share the good love. Share the good experiences one another. And let's overpower the evil. Let's overpower the ugliness and the heartache and the pain. And just come together as people, as human beings, and just love one another for who they are, for their imperfections, because none of us are perfect. And just stop judging one another. And if you don't like somebody, that's fine. Just move on. Let them be. You be and let them be. But let's tap into that good energy, to that good force. Bring it in your heart with you wherever you go. Share it, love it, share it some more. So I guess that's my plea to you this week is just keep sharing the love, as like hippie as that sounds. Keep sharing the good energy, the good emotions, the good ideas, the good thoughts, and just hunker around those people that are good people. Keep them near and dear to your heart and your life, and let's watch the goodness unfold. Have a wonderful week.